Yeah. Peace. Views. I don't know nothing about this, man. It's grown folk music here, man.
I'm waiting. This is Kim.
If you know, you know, baby. What I do?
I've worked hard to get the things I have. Ooh. Oh, I've worked hard to get the things you need. And I wanna know
why you wanna play
on me. Why you wanna
play games on me? Y'all know about this, man.
Somebody uses the
stop playing with me when it comes to this ox, man. Stop playing with me. I ain't gonna lie, man. I kind of miss R&B on hip hop beats, man.
New Jack Swing. They still do R&B on hip hop beats.
Smooth shit though, not for the bitches. Not for the, you know what I mean, the bitches smoking cigarettes. Smooth shit. Intros be long as shit before they start singing. Got the shit. What's the name of this group? Is it Portrait?
Yeah, it is.
Cuss. Where we going?
It's like an episode of the Wayne's Brothers show.
If you know, you know, baby.
You know, Gene.
Y'all know nothing about this, fucking, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the ones that grew up in the 90s. If you know, you know.
I'm gonna be that
dude.
Let's do it.
This is
a
movie.
Strictly business.
Baby.
What?
Man,
ain't no song you hear
this
nowhere.
This
house party, baby.
One of them. Imagine being in a club in the 90s and this come on. What they was doing that time.
I know this guy. I know they got busy in the house party scene. What? I'm coming in there with a sequence stand, baby.
I mean, looking at that house party, it's hard to imagine, like, silk shirts on.
2024, that shit still look amazing, man. Oh, my God.
If you do it right. I know very few people who can pull that type of shit off, though.
You got to have the right people in there. No cool niggas.
This is what the city needs. The city needs a real house party.
Amen.
Take the loungers out the spot. Take the hookah out the spot. It's alcohol. And it's a dance floor and it's a DJ.
And the cell phone check-in counter.
I'm not mad at that either.
Yeah.
I don't mean to brag too much, but it's only one motherfucking group out there where they say, man, it feels like a family reunion, a high school reunion
Talk
out there.
It.
I'm just saying.
Talk about it.
I'm just saying.
Talk about it.
But a real house party, man, that shit would be amazing.
A real
house party. I'm kind of tired of 90s themes, though, but like a real house party, oh, my God.
What you mean 90s theme?
I'm tired of 90s theme.
That shit, 90s theme.
Kind of decade parties.
Yeah, but just like a real 90s music though, not 90s themed, like 90s get up.
I think you can incorporate all of it though. But
you can go anywhere from what you were just playing all the way up to juvenile. If you want to be honest with you,
I think you can go back further.
See, that goes from like enjoying yourself to I'm just all out showing pussy now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not trying to. I don't know. I just,
you know, do we have a DJ that could pull it off though? That you
That's
know.
That's tough, man. That's tough.
That could pull off a house party vibe. Like,
That would be. I don't know any personally that could like just straight feel good for hours.
We ain't this motherfucker dancing. We ain't this motherfucker grooving for the next 2-3 hours. Like,
I know y'all tired of it. I know y'all tired of it. I know y'all tired of it. But like, I don't know. Is there many? Can a DJ do it? Like, is there many songs that just instantly puts you in a good mood? Like, Return of the Mac, and This Is How We Do It. I know y'all tired of them, but just the feel good aspect of that track. Is there that many?
That's today?
Not in today's era.
Just period.
I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure there are. Bad Boys Having a Party is one of them songs that just.
By Luther?
Yeah, absolutely.
You want to clean, not dance.
What? That's not the right. What are you talking about?
You don't know how to
play spades. You don't have.
I don't know how to play spades.
You don't have to play spades. So you're not from there. Okay.
You play spades to Luther too?
To Bad Boys Having a Party, yeah.
Okay. But I that would be a challenge. I wonder if a DJ could really, really do that. Like. Ooh.
Without having to twerk music. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a difference between, to me, twerk music and like music. And dance music.
NTA, no twerking allowed party?
Oh.
Is that even a party?
I'm not saying you completely avoid twerking.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there's a difference in twerking and like dancing.
You know when we was back in the day, right? You know when back in the day and everybody had the party flyers? Like the no wallflowers? It didn't start hitting me until I got older and going outside. Like.
Yeah,
take y'all cool asses home, bro.
Niggas like
or the niggas that's all in the back and shit in the corner on their phones and shit. Like just peek, man. Take y'all asses home.
I think that would be a dope idea. Like no cell phones, no wallflowers.
I'm here for that. I wholeheartedly. I always wonder. Like I know they do it in the comedy shows now. They do it in I know I think Kevin,
magic shows
Kevin Hart. I know Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle, I think they do that. Now you see the schools implementing it. I wonder why like concerts don't. I mean, I know that you hear the music over and over again, but you don't really know the set list. You don't know things like that.
Yeah.
I wonder why they don't implement that.
They're starting to speak up though. The performers are. Like we
see. I see that, Busta.
And Fantasia.
Did she?
Yeah, Fantasia was like, go ahead and get your pictures out the way so you can put your phones up. You know, like you need
like
to be.
That.
She was like, you need to be in the moment. Like, yeah. If you record, you're not in the moment.
So. Mike, I don't hear SO. Is that me?
Holla.
There you go.
Damn, shout out to Fantasia for that.
Yeah. So as she's talking, it's a young boy in the front. She's like, come on, let's get your selfie out the way.
Yeah.
So you can go ahead and put your phone away. Yeah. So you can go ahead and get.
Even when I'm on I get on Instagram, I'm like, did y'all really like record this entire?
Some people record the entire.
I hate that shit, what? Bro.
Or go live. You go live.
Bro, when I tell you, look, we went to the Queens of R&B, right? Nigga, I took a quick video of Maya, like, during, like, an interlude type shit. She was just dancing on the chair real quick. Let me get this out the way because she's going to start. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I ain't think. Then what was so dope about that concert was, like, the intermissions wasn't long. Mm-hmm. So it was like, bang, 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 bang. But. I didn't put my phone on. I ain't put my phone on at all.
I mean, you had a good time.
Oh man, it was jamming. Yeah. It was jamming. It was jamming. And so yeah, man. I told y'all last week, man. I'm getting tired of this influence having to record everything. Nobody's in the moment anymore. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Fuck that shit.
I think that'd be dope to say just like no cell phone, no wallflower, no chairs type of situation.
Mm.
Get your ass up. And if you come in here, you come in here to dance.
Keep that in mind. Let's keep that in our back pocket.
Absolutely.
Peace, y'all. This is the Views from the 7 podcast. This is your guy on the left. This is your guy, Spence. I'm joining my homeboys. Ivan.
What's good?
Hung over. Call that nigga H.O. Hung over like a mother.
Bruh. Trying to do a lot, man.
Shout out to Skinny and Wifey, man. Hey, man, shout out to everybody out there, man. Shout out to the stands, baby. Shit.
Shit's crazy.
They love you.
Hey, man, YouTube, man. Fuck YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Because they suppressed our like biggest video. We had did WAP.
No, they didn't suppress it. They took it out.
Well, they took it. Somebody with a name got the video snatched down. Yeah. But I think that hit, that was like well 30, over.
Like 32,000 in like a couple of days.
Yeah, so they snatched that away from us, man. Mm, so that was like our biggest video. So shout out to everybody. As I see, man, you know, our Eminem reaction, that shit at like 30K right now.
Is it? They hit 30?
Yeah, it's
shit.
It's up there. Jesus. It's up there.
About 35,000 hate comments towards you.
Oh, they hate this guy. Oh, my God. I love it. I love it because it don't got nothing to do with me this time, because usually
they letting you have it. I'm like, damn.
Usually I'm included.
As
in
we, it is at 31K.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Let me see if I can get the real number. It is at almost about 32. We are 200 away from 32,000.
Oh, yeah, we
had that. So yeah, we might have that at the end of the day. But you know, I'm not even into human psychology. But the dope part is like, I watched all the way through just so I can say, like, get rid of that nigga. Right? Like, they watching it all the way through.
Yeah.
This is an hour and 20 minutes. So I'm thinking,
hate watch.
Just human, like, why? What would make you want to sit down based on somebody you disagree with and watch the entire thing?
Hate watch.
I love it. I love it because I'm the same way, but I'm looking. I always look at, especially when we get in these situations, because it happens to us all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm always looking at the subscriber number and the subscriber number.
Oh my God,
it never fails to go up.
Well over 100 in like 2-3 days.
Jeez.
Yeah. So, you know. You see the likes starting. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're never going to beat the stands.
No,
but you see them likes, like, and you see them subscribers going up. And you know, it is what it is. I ain't listened to it since. Have y'all?
No,
nah.
No.
Come on, man.
I don't listen to a bunch of rap though.
Okay, I got you.
I don't listen to a bunch of rap.
Toby on my little playlist. I hit skip right immediately.
Man, but see, I was saying like, you know, when I say I like the slow flow when it comes to Eminem, man, it's like I'm in the gym, man. Say What You Say came on, and check, I can rap that shit word for fucking word. Say What You Say, Renegade, Real Slim Shady, The Way I Am. I like that flow.
Okay.
And to me, it was somewhere around Forever where it stopped being, well, I'm going to stop trying to make good music, and I'm going to show you how good of a rapper I am. Just don't subscribe to that. You know what I mean? And, you know, they was killing me for saying it's a...
Death to Slim.
No. What the fuck the album called? It's a... What kind of album is it?
Conceptual.
Conceptual album, right? And I think two things can be true. I think you can have a conceptual album. I think it you can have some supreme literacy on it. But at the end of the day, man, I want to listen back to this shit. This shit stinks. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like I was telling the homegirl about Lupe. I genuinely, wholeheartedly feel like if Lupe, although I love his last album, Samurai, if Lupe made greater music, he would be the greatest right now. Outside of maybe M and Royce, no one's fucking with that man on a lyrical level.
Not even K-Dot?
No. So... It comes down to the music. Like, the music ain't good. I don't give a fuck how good you rap.
I think that's most people, though. Whether they admit it or not. Like, if it don't sound good, you just...
It has to catch my ear quickly.
Yeah.
It has replay value. It has to have that.
So maybe I was, you know, I was reading some of the comments. So maybe some of them people are right. Like, maybe I am, as I get older, I'm not a huge rap fan anymore. I'm more... Hip hop? That makes sense.
Absolutely.
I don't care about I don't care how good you are at putting words together anymore. That's not, I don't hold that up to a high regard. Does it sound good? Can I bump this?
You want a complete song.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I respect the ones that can be supreme lyricists.
So I think you said it backwards. I think you care more about rap than hip hop.
Which either or.
I think you're more of a
I like
rap
the
fan.
Music. Fuck both of them. I like the goddamn asshole. Shit.
Deep throat.
Lockjaw. <dude. laughs> But yeah, so it got to sound good, man. Like, I'm way past that point. So that's why, again, I have to give a shout out to those that can really, really rap and still make great music.
What was the last to you, like, album that, like, sounded good and the lyrics was dope? Like, both.
Book of Ryan.
Okay.
That sounded good and the lyrics were, and I would say, what comes to mind is Cold for Your Eyes Only, Kendrick, To Pimp a Butterfly. Probably them two.
Okay.
And maybe the first King's Disease. When the first King's Disease. First. Where it was like, oh, y'all rapping, and it still sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, just them, one. Just like them three.
Okay, hey, Matt.
But other than that, man, how y'all been? What's been going on? It's been a week.
Man, it's been a week. I haven't been on nothing. Just my son. I'm still on this journey with my son.
Yeah.
And I had to send him to, like, last week. I left early because I had to fly him out to Kansas to go play for a school, and just like the whole experience was crazy. Like him coming home. He was supposed to fly from Kansas to Dallas back here, but Dallas was having really bad weather, so they kept pushing his flight back, and they finally canceled it. Mm. So then Thursday, I think he got caught up in that whole CrowdStrike thing, because he just got an email saying his flight was pushed back a whole nother day.
Mm.
So he called me like, "Dad, like, what am I supposed to do?" Shit, nigga, I don't know. What are you asking me for? Go find a nigga with one of them shirts and go ask them.
Yeah,
but like, as I'm on the phone, I hear the people in the background, they're talking about it as well. So they all got the same email just saying they were pushed back a whole nother day for absolutely no reason. So I'm like, shit, my baby out there, no money, ain't got no way home. So it just was a whole thing.
Man, I'm not gonna say it was the beginning, because it has happened, but that is, to me, what warfare would look like
now, in some years. Absolutely.
In some years down the line, I know something else was going on with I don't necessarily think it's just Apple Pay, but a lot of people are getting hacked for digital, you know, their digital currencies. So when you put it on like your Apple Pay and your Cash Apps and all that shit, motherfuckers able to go up in there and snatch that home up, man.
That's crazy.
I think it's just as technology improves, you know, scammers improve. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
I don't even know how to fuck out with.
Absolutely.
I still don't. Like, I tell my wife all the time, man, I'm not comfortable with that Apple Pay and shit. You just putting your fucking watch up to the fucking. I'm not comfortable with that shit. Like,
you know what I'm saying? They take the money too fast.
It's the same as putting your card in there.
I don't use debit that much.
You bet you cash?
Credit, nigga. I'm using y'all money. What the fuck?
Real shit.
Shit.
I've seen people advocate for like using credit like exclusively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get the points, the cash back points, boost your credit cards.
Yeah, it depends on what kind of credit cards you have. All the credit cards don't got that though.
Yeah, that's true.
Now if you go crazy, you be in some trouble.
Yeah.
But just like if I ever go out of town, I'm going out of town. Gas stations, shit, anywhere where I feel like, shit, Walmart, I'm being racist, man, but you know what I'm saying? Anywhere I feel like a motherfucker can get you at,
same shit.
I'm not using no debit, what? Mm-hmm. Hell no.
No,
I'm using y'all money just in case, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Take all that shit. But I think, you know, I think it was the Wind when they shut down, a couple years ago, they shut down the water supply at the Wind, I believe it was. Or they shut all the shit down. I know it was at the Wind. And then you had to hack the MGM. Was it MGM?
MGM
hacked, which I think they just low-key like found somebody who was like 17. I think I seen it on Twitter.
A 17-year-old?
Yeah. 17?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Get this nigga a job.
And so, yeah,
that's
man.
That's what they're going to do. No.
Yeah.
That's what they're
Homeland.
Going to do.
Homeland.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're going to give you a job.
NSA type shit.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. He's going to get a job in that sector. Don't worry about it.
And then, so yeah, man, I just think this is, you know, where we going. Again, man, you know, you got to be lucky that it's not like the water supply or the electric grid. You know what I mean?
They're probably trying it. They're probably trying it. See, they did the pipeline once. Pandemonium.
So, yeah, man, just, I'm not going to even say like it was, even though I have a strange idea that it was, you know what I mean? So, you know, we've been having some back and forth with China for the last couple of days. And, yeah, let me show y'all something real quick. So,
I wouldn't doubt that either.
That's what my opinion, I think it was. Man, just scary times, man.
Yeah, very scary.
Scary times.
Very scary.
Scary times.
Now, not only that, not only having to deal with that, though, but, like, looking at the situation, I'm like, have I adequately prepared my kids for life? Because, shout out to my son, but, like, he called and was like, Dad, I can't find an exit in the airport, like, when he got there.
Jesus.
Like, nigga, you don't know how to read the exit sign? Like, you don't know? Like, even if you don't say exit sign, like, go towards baggage claim. That's just common sense. Like, the exit is going to be somewhere around baggage claim. You get your bags and you walk out of the airport.
Right.
And, like, he legit just was like, Dad, I can't find my way out of the airport. Like,
wow.
And he's 20. You're not 12. You're 21. Like, at 21, you can't find your way out of the airport. Like, life is going to get a lot tougher than that. Like, have I prepared you for, like, life? And so, like, every time he was having an issue, he called me like, Dad, I don't know how to... Nigga, what am I gonna do? I'm in Las Vegas. Like, if you're having an issue with the airline, talk to somebody that works for the airline. What are you calling me for? So this is like little stuff. It's just like every time he would call and be like, "Damn, I think I failed him."
I ain't gonna lie, man. I was well into my 20s on my first flight, and the airport is very, very, very intimidating.
You think so?
Really?
Hell yeah.
But I mean, you have a fear of flying.
Just all the fucking signs and
it's not
how. Oh, damn near the first time. I think I damn near almost pissed on myself. I was so fucking nervous taking all that shit off when you go through National Security, Homeland TSA. Security, TSA and shit. Nigga, I'd be like, God damn, what else do y'all want around this motherfucker? Shit. Because they be rushing your ass and shit. So, my first time, it was kind of intimidating, man. I didn't know what the fuck to do. I was kind of like,
that's crazy.
Baggage claim and all that shit. I'm like...
That's crazy.
That's wild.
And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm still a real nigga, man. So I got too much pride.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to ask nobody for help.
Why would you
that motherfucker walking forever, boy.
Just walking around the airport. That's crazy.
It's
a. I know one thing, but they be charging in the airport. Like
they going to upcharge you.
Boy, like niggas
everything.
Niggas do with them fireworks. Boy.
Yeah, man. It's worse in the airport.
$5 bro. For a little ass, small ass thing. Carmex.
They're going to hit you over the head for everything in the airport. That shit crazy. But I mean,
bottle of water like $8.
Like $9. And I just got rid of this motherfucker before I went to TSA.
Yeah. I think probably the upside to that though is that I know like airport workers are like unionized. Even like the fast food workers.
Yeah.
All unionized. So so like as far as like a you know, especially like an entry level job, it's a great job.
Shout out, man. Plain ice is hella good too. I just want to put
plain
that
ice.
Like airplane
ice.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No,
what?
Where that water come from? Them big ass ice. Them big.
Shit.
Them big ass ice cubes.
And
the
peanuts, man. Niggas be slacking on the peanuts.
What?
Oh, that's if you go to like
Southwest.
I think Southwest peanuts got a fire. I ain't gonna lie. Hey.
Back in the day, you used to get whole meals on the airplane.
Don't they do that for like longer flights, long flights?
Yeah, you travel out the country.
Trash ass. I know the Wi-Fi be trash. I ain't paying for this shit. This shit stinks. What the fuck is this? What am I doing with this shit?
I want to fly like a more exclusive airline because I'm used to either doing it was Southwest for a long time. Now it's Frontier and Spirit exclusively. I want to fly like American or like Delta or something like that.
I'm scared.
United, you know who? Not bad, JetBlue, but they only fly to certain destinations. But their planes is not that bad and it's cheaper. We taking United next weekend, so
I want to fly. I want to fly.
Flying United is like me going into bales. You know what I mean? It's just like I remember the last time I'd seen a United plane, it was going in, you know, something that it was going to bang. So it kind of, you know what I mean? I don't have no good memories of a United flight, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God!
That's like riding on bells, baby. You don't know who gonna be on this motherfucker when you get on it. Shit, nah, man.
That is hilarious.
Nigga just want to play with a USB cord.
Hell no. And Spirit just the seats little.
They got better though.
They got like a little fake first class section, like you can buy like.
They do. It costs like $100 for a great seats. Some
bullshit.
Hey, I've been shitting on Spirit.
The big seats ain't bad.
They stepping up a little bit. I see the improvements.
The
Southwest be speeding. I swear to God, Southwest be speeding. Well,
they supposed to speed. They supposed to get you.
Nah, Southwest. They speed.
Man, they be moving to an hour and a half flight turn in 35-45 minutes, nigga. They be on that motherfucker like, hey, man, it's an hour flight, but we ain't even finna get y'all nothing. This is through and through.
They always
we ain't even bringing
too.
The motherfucker. We ain't even bringing the thing down the aisle. Shit, nigga. Can't even get a ginger ale and ice around this motherfucker. We finna land.
I wanna fly one of them high-end. I ain't never did it.
I be on TikTok and shit. The first class, they look hella expensive. But the first class seats, like when they be going to like different countries and shit, them motherfuckers look nice.
It better be. I'm on this fucking flight for 12 hours.
Yeah. But.
How long did it take to fly across the Atlantic? Like from New York to London is how long? 8 hours?
I think it's something like that. It's like a work shift shit.
Fuck that.
It's a long last time to be sitting in that seat.
I couldn't do it. The most I can do on a plane is 4 hours straight.
Nah.
And I'm ready to go crazy.
LA to Hawaii is 5.
Is that long?
Yeah, that's 5. That's a 5-hour flight.
Shit. And I don't like the what's it called? What's them things called? When they drop you off at a airport and then you go to another.
Oh, like layover? Like
a layover. Yeah. Fuck that. That's some bullshit.
It is. That's why I like straight through flights.
But you got to get to those smaller cities like that though too. A lot of ways, like Little Rocks and.
Yeah. It depend on what airport you at, because a lot of them don't offer every airline. Like we're in Las Vegas, so we have a
international airport.
Yeah, everybody don't have an international airport. That's so true. Like
how often y'all run into turbulence?
Often, especially coming into Vegas because of the ridges of the mountains. It's surrounding the city, and it's something to do with the turbulence in the airspace. I was always told that.
I remember we was going to New Orleans. Boy, damn, this shit on myself. Man, that motherfucking plane got the rocking, nigga.
Fuck New Orleans, man.
That's because you let Frank Ocean hustle you. A tornado crossed my mind. I had
funny as fuck.
Oh my God. Shit out of
him.
Boy, God.
The fuck out the niggas. Hey, I ain't fucking with the buddy pass shit. They hustled.
That was the very last time.
He got hustled out of a buddy pass.
That was the very last time.
Did you?
No, I mean, the buddy pass is real. It just was. Leaving New Orleans, this is why I say fuck New Orleans, because for New Orleans to be as big as it is, there's no reason why the airport look like that. No,
they redid it. They got a new airport.
They redid it. It's hella big.
Too big.
Yes. Yeah. It's a,
pause.
That motherfucker be empty. No. That motherfucker be like low-key empty.
Good. When I was there, it took us 2 hours to get through security.
Yeah, when we was there. Yeah. We done missed the flight.
Yeah. And you get to the motherfucker, and it's like the flights are all overbooked. So we like that was the reason why we couldn't get on the flight in New Orleans, because the flights were overbooked. The lady gonna mind you, we're leaving on Sunday. She's like, the next flight that leaves New Orleans to go to Vegas is not till Tuesday. Bitch, I have to go to work tomorrow.
Right.
What are you talking about Tuesday? And then that's we're not even, you know what I'm saying? It's not even like we're guaranteed to get on that flight. Then the bitch tried to send us to Chicago. Like, oh, okay.
Why? How the fuck you
fly from New Orleans to Chicago to Vegas?
Yeah.
And they're going backwards?
You could do that often too.
Yeah, but so low key, I'm like, okay, I just need to get out of New Orleans. Like, okay, cool. I'm for that. And then ask her, like, so are the flights from Chicago to Vegas booked? She's like, yeah. Like, bitch, you just gonna send me to Chicago? Like, what the fuck is you on?
It's like Home Alone, but for a grown.
Like, bitch, just trying to get rid of a nigga. That is crazy.
Flight book, whoa.
So we end up having to drive to Houston.
Ooh.
That's my only time being. It was like a 5-hour drive. Yeah. That's my only time ever being in Houston was for that reason.
That's insane. But yeah, they redid their whole airport. What they I don't like about them is when you get the rental car space, you have to drive.
Oh, that's some bullshit.
That's the longest. You know how you got a separate rental car like building that's separate from the airport. Yeah. Theirs is so fucking far. You damn near hit the freeway to get to the rental car spot.
That's some bullshit. Because the last time we went to. Because we was going for the Boosie Bash, we flew into New Orleans and then we drove to Baton Rouge.
Why didn't you fly to Baton Rouge?
Hell no, them tickets like
expensive.
Yeah, smaller cities cost more money.
It's like double.
I get that. Yeah. Okay, that makes
sense. So, the airport going to the car place, that's some bullshit. You got to take like a motherfucking bus and shit. Yeah, that's some bullshit.
Baton Rouge is in northern Louisiana, right?
Yep. It's north of New Orleans.
It was like a
45 I mean, north of Louisiana.
Drive. We stopped at a Popeyes, nigga. That Popeyes was fire. But Popeyes I swear different. It was next to a fucking plantation. I was scared to fucking death, nigga. I was scared to death. That shit was fire, nigga. I said, boy, y'all putting some soul in this shit.
Yep.
Ancestor soul. No.
Hell yeah. It's just another form of cotton, but it's that nigga that.
You said it's a 45-minute drive?
About a 45-minute drive. It was smooth.
I thought Baton Rouge was further from New Orleans than that.
Nah, where was he? Is that LSU?
That's
LSU?
Baton Rouge.
That's Baton Rouge.
Yep. The concert was at LSU.
Mm. I thought it was further than that.
And them niggas was, you know, it's different out there. And you can kind of like walk around with your thing.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I didn't know Louisiana was open carry.
It's a little different. It's
Texas,
a little different.
Texas open carry. Shit, Nevada's open carry.
I'm about to say Nevada is
open carry. Yeah. But yeah, man, shout out, man.
Have you ever been to Walmart and seen a nigga with a gun on his hip? Cause I see it all the time.
Yeah.
What do you anticipate happening in Walmart?
A nigga would.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Walmart. We're here to get socks and groceries, fam.
Just in case.
That is. I don't know. I've never been to Walmart. Felt like next time I come here, I need a pistol.
What? Y'all ever took a shit on a plane?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
That shit. How you fit in there? It's hard to open my legs to piss, nigga. Like, nigga, shit. And two times, hey, I be trying to hold that shit as long as I can. But like, a couple times I done pissed on the plane, nigga. I'm like, man, this shit finna go all over this seat because I cannot open my legs.
Oh, absolutely. Don't hit a pocket while you in there.
Boy, it's a wrap, boy.
Don't hit a pocket while you in there.
Oh my God, we should no plays, man. See, that's why you eat them chili dogs and shit in there.
The first time I did it, like a couple of years ago, man, I was just holding, sitting in the seat, like, oh yeah, I ain't gonna make this. I gotta go. I went in there real fast, boom, doop, drop and flush, wash hands, I'm out. Because I ain't want to be in there a long time. So I'm like, man, these niggas don't know I'm in here. Shit. Like,
yeah, because you know the embarrassing part is like when you're in the bathroom, then you come out, niggas a line down that. It's a line down the motherfucking aisle. You like, damn.
It is a line down the aisle. Or just if it's not late and niggas is up, it's like, damn, that nigga went to the bathroom. He's not walking back. You know what I'm saying? It's not like if I get up and I'm walking back here, I know there's only one thing you back there doing.
Especially on the end, because you got to get up to let a motherfucker out. So wait for him to come back so you can go back to sleep. Shit.
Oh, yeah.
Even hiding. I know you was in that shit, my nigga. Like, I ain't never shitted on no plane. No, that's a different type of
live on, my boy.
You a different. Hey, you a different type of species, man. If you get shit on the plane,
you can't hold it. It's a 4-hour flight. No. Man, I'm not finna hold it.
Duh, that's like similar to fucking shit on a Greyhound, bro.
Oh, nah.
It's too small.
Hey, are you rolling Greyhound?
Yes, and I remember the bathroom vividly.
Yes.
It was fucked up.
Gotta go.
I think that's why I ain't scared of porta potties. It's like, you can't get no worse than this, brother.
I've ridden them, but like they were like shuttles, so I wasn't on there long. It was like a 30-minute drive.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. We was on that motherfucker for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, from where? I didn't know niggas still
I think it was back in the day. Like, I think did we go to Disneyland off of one? We might have went to Disneyland off
on the public, not like a private one.
The
like y'all
public
great
hell, yeah.
Oh, like with other people? Like people you don't know?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's wild.
You remember like you used to, okay, so.
We used to charter buses.
We used to go to Disneyland.
Yeah, yeah. I mean.
You used to go to Disneyland and it was like a cheaper hotel everybody used to go to.
No.
I forgot to, like, you going to Disneyland, but you don't got the money to go to Disneyland, but you going to Disneyland, kind of hotel. And then you kind of take another bus to Disneyland. I remember back in the day, man.
That is insane.
That shit too expensive now, nigga. It's like $130.
It's $130 yeah. Walking the door for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kiss my ass.
Don't eat. Don't ain't get no hungry kids in this bitch. Shit. Yeah, don't mm-hmm. get hungry in this bitch either.
And the rods ain't even.
Now, I got to stop you. The rods are good still.
Fuck. Well, I ain't gonna say that I ain't been there in a long minute. A minute.
Same rods. It's the same rods. The only thing I think is different now is I think they turned Splash Mountain into Tiana's. So they turned.
Oh, that's
into,
bullshit. They turned, I only remember Splash Mountain.
You don't remember Splash Mountain?
That's the only one I remember.
They turned that into.
Was it Space Mountain?
Was it the one with the
white, water rod
with the white nigga on with the white what rod was it with the white like gorilla zombie looking thing?
What
rod is that? It was white.
The Star Trek? Star Wars?
He might be thinking about Matterhorn.
I thought it was Space Mountain.
Where it's supposed to be like Bigfoot, like Sasquatch?
Yeah.
I think you're thinking about Matterhorn.
That's the only, I think, I remember that ride vividly. That's the only one I kind of remember. On
you
that.
Remember Splash Mountain? The water ride. It's the only water ride. No, I'm lying.
I might.
It's like the water
I ain't been there so long. The second time I get, I don't think I got on many rides, man. It's like a real tourist attraction now. It's kind of hard to.
Are you going to be in line for some hours?
Then we went to, because we went to Disneyland, the one across the street. I mean,
California Adventure.
That shit was bullshit when I went. That was bullshit. Universal Studios was ass, my God.
I ain't never been.
Don't go.
They said it got worse.
Did it?
They said it got worse.
Universal Studios stinks.
I said Magic Mountain, the only one really. That's really?
Yeah, Six Flags, yeah. Take them kids, nigga, there on Halloween, scare the dog shit out of them, nigga. Bro, when I tell you, like, if you could, that's one thing you got to experience with your kids at least one time. You
know what I'm saying? Magic Mountain.
Previously, you know, before my son passed away, it was like a tradition. Every Halloween, we was going to Six Flags. And I think everybody should experience it during Halloween.
I might do that this year.
Huh. Nigga, that, when I tell you, nigga, they was coming out the woodworks. Nigga, my kids are teenagers at this time. Nigga, feel like this nigga finna break my arm. They scared in the motherfucker, man. It was dope. It was dope. That is a dope experience that Halloween.
That I've never done. I never did. I've never done like Halloween, like the big shit. I never did Fright Dome. I never did
Fright Dome.
I never did like any of the haunted houses around town.
But
I did.
My kids were teenagers. Like, we talking 13, 14 at this time, legit scared to death.
Through the whole park or just certain rides?
Yeah, so when the sun goes down, all the lights are turned off. The park is still on, yeah. You know, the park is still, but all the lights are turned off. And, you know, they got the you know, them colorful lights, and then they got the fire coming up and shit, and they be blowing and shit. And then motherfuckers just be jumping out, scaring you. And they be having the skates like on their stomach and shit. So they jumping, they rolling out of bushes and in under cars and shit. It's stalking you. And it's like a lot. Yeah, it's like a lot of them. It's not just like one here, one there. It's like it's a lot of them. You can't escape it.
That's a dope ass job, dog.
Oh man, what? I'm scaring the fuck out of these motherfuckers.
I don't know about it being a dope job though. A girl I know, she like signed to be an actor on something like that, like a haunted house or something like that, and she got her ass whooped.
Oh shit! Damn.
Not here though. She live in Oregon, but she got her ass whooped. She's posting pictures like, yeah, they whooped my ass.
Bing, big. I'm supposed to be scaring you.
One of the haunted houses out here at the end, when you get to the end, they got like a lady on the roof and she slide down and just come at you, like flying at you and shit. That's scary because you didn't expect it the first time you see it. But I think that shit is hilarious.
I've only been to one Las Vegas haunted house.
I ain't never been.
You never been? I only been like to one. Tour. It was all right.
Go to like four of them in one night.
What the like, nigga, what?
This motherfucker in the middle of Meadows Mall. Like, I can't be mad at
nigga,
this.
The Meadows Mall is a scary nigga. Any other day. Yeah,
I'm saying shit. I can walk around Meadows Mall and get scared, nigga. Shit. This motherfucker in the parking lot. Right. I can't, what you gonna do?
I think the scariest shit I did in town was when they were getting ready to expand that area by the airport. The neighborhood was still there, but they hadn't knocked them houses down yet.
I know. Oh yeah.
But they had turned off all the electricity in the neighborhood, so we went one night and just was like knocking on doors.
Fuck no, that's suicide.
I was with Julian, and so when it's my turn to go knock on the door, the nigga try to pull off and shit, boy.
Different type of crackheads over there.
Yeah, nigga, the whole I'm talking about the entire then.
Entire apartment.
Shit, low key look like New Orleans.
Nah.
It looked like New Orleans. Mm. There's no electricity in the whole entire neighborhood. This is before they put up all the.
You talking about old New Orleans, like where we went. Oh, okay. No. Yeah, that was some man.
That shit was spooky.
That shit was scary as a motherfucker.
It's real creepy, New Orleans, in a lot of spots.
What? Where the people live at? Like, I think niggas similar to Vegas.
I watched the first 48 differently now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I get it. I get it wholeheartedly.
Because if you kill somebody over there, yeah, it's going to take days for them to find that
body. What, nigga? Yeah. Dark as a motherfucker over there. It's going to take days to find that body. I told Ivy, man, we pulled up to that motherfucker, all white shit. Bro, I told Ivy, I said, please tell these niggas how. I don't think I ever been that scared.
She was, because the lady wasn't scared. She didn't see.
No, she wasn't scared. She knew the fuck she was taking us. Oh, y'all want to see the niggas, huh?
Yeah.
Take me to the white people and the police.
No bullshit, nigga. Shit, I'm scared to motherfucking death, man. So did he, your young one, he back home?
Yeah, he got back home Thursday night. So now we're just kind of just seeing if this is the right fit for him.
Okay. S.O.? What's up, man? You hungover, man?
I'm good, man.
H.O.
Man, you know, homie, having this 3-day bachelor party weekend, so he want to live like we still in our 20s.
Hey, man, you only got one of them.
Shit, never.
Oh, man. Some niggas have nothing. Shut up.
Yeah?
Do you get a bachelor party? If you've been married multiple times, do you do the same shit every time?
Nah. I'm only
one and done, huh?
I'm like, I'm a proponent. It's one time. Like, you should only be allowed one baby shower.
What?
That's it.
I agree, though.
If you know you're gonna have 4-5 kids, bitch, tell these people that you got more coming so you can get all of this shit in bulk.
You don't know.
Well, if you keep doing it, it's like it's not my responsibility no more.
You celebrating the new baby.
It falls on the family and the friends.
It's nice, but you celebrate. Man, you're celebrating the new baby.
Tell me your plan so I can get this shit in bulk.
No, this baby not gonna be able to fit this 2 years down the line. You ain't gonna be out of diapers.
Baby shower games stink.
They do stink.
And then it's not for you.
Then I gotta sit there, like, damn, man, like you ain't even wait till your 6 weeks was up. You fucking already. So now I'm back here like a year later, and I gotta go through the same. It's not for you. She opened the fucking diapers. I gotta say, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, the awls get tired, nigga.
They not for you.
I gotta be in this goddamn party and not say the word baby on some bullshit.
My God.
I hate them games.
They're not for you.
I hate that they made baby.
Oh, the co ed shit. That's not for you. This is for women.
Ah, man. Shout out to the baby daddies out there that still pull up at the end of it.
So what if it was like a man's baby shower? What would we do?
What? Nigga, I'm stressed out. I don't want to touch this baby.
This is not a celebration.
Yeah, my life is over. What are you talking about? I'm not excited.
If I have a male baby shower, I'm bringing you cards for different fathers, like different family lawyers. It's like that's how you get them.
All the decks full of divorce lawyers.
What? Absolutely. When you go to family court, nigga, this is how you proceed.
Nigga, father's rights, nigga.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Are you ever been one of them memes?
Hell yeah. What? my oldest boy. That's who I went through. They got my shit together, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to them, man.
They hate women in there.
Doing the Lord's work in there.
Doing the Lord's work, nigga.
Get up the Trump fist, huh? Just.
I wonder, everybody have, does every city have, like, an organization like that?
I hope so, because they don't allow women in there. It's
they do not allow
there.
Women in there. They
it's all, not. It's hella old in there, nigga. It's dope. It's dope. They still got the, you know, it's old as fuck in there, but they was doing their thing.
They were like no ma'am shirts like Al Bundy.
There's no women allowed
in there.
No women allowed in the building.
Crazy.
I think it was one lady like at the very front, like helping with like papers or whatever it is they were handing out. But Like, as far as being in there, no, she wasn't allowed either.
Nah. Yeah, but you know, when me and wifey, man, when she was pregnant with Tahir, I was adamant on, like, man, it ain't gonna be no baby shower. Like, this is before I knew y'all, so we had threw like a barbecue.
Okay.
Okay.
We threw like a barbecue, just backyard barbecue.
Why, so why not a baby shower if you're doing a barbecue?
Nah. Because it was just everybody, we was just kicking it. She just so happened to be pregnant.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
what about diapers and stuff? Diapers and outfits? And
I mean, yeah, everybody brought shit, but we were like sitting, we weren't playing games. We weren't sitting around and collecting clothes, pants, you know what I'm saying? That type shit. It's kind of like, okay, let me sit this right here and then we're finna go kick it.
You know what I hate worse? Okay. The baby showers, the fucking gender reveal shit. When they put the smoke in the air.
Oh my God.
It's worse because you got to do the gender reveal, then you got to do a baby shower.
I'm glad Skinny ain't never had one because, boy.
God damn, my nigga, damn. I'm still paying for the last red gift, my nigga, damn. Red smoking day.
Red smoking air.
I think that, you know what? I think he ain't had no boy because that's why he don't like blue. You don't like blue, nigga, so we're going to keep hitting you with this red, nigga. Oh, you don't even like to wear blue jeans, nigga? I
wear blue jeans.
I'm going to show you, nigga.
Damn, another barter? Damn. Okay, stop having barters around here. Shit. Damn, got another barrel?
Yeah. It's bull. It's bull.
Another barrel? God damn.
Oh, my God, boy. Is that a stinky butt? It's binky butt, nigga. Bink butt.
You're going to go to the back of the barrel and eat.
Oh, my God. Say, man, she pregnant, bro.
Yeah, they been pregnant and being.
I'm crying.
I'm Brian, my bad.
Come here, you're Brian. Oh man, shout out to bro, man. Bro gonna finally have his sub when he started wearing blue, man. We didn't got it.
That might be what it is.
I said, man, when I first met you, said, man, I don't even wear blue jeans. I said, God
That's dedication, boy.
And now that I think about it, I've never seen him wear blue jeans, though.
He had some purple on. I said, oh, nigga, them blue jeans. Nah, nigga, these purple. Look in the light. I'm like, oh, all right. Thought you was slipping.
He'll leave him some Bargo shorts, though.
Bargo
shorts. He'll wear some Bargo shorts for sure.
The Bargos and Beelas, baby.
The IB professor.
Boy, you had to see them motherfucking feel the booth. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You had to see them feel the booth, hey, my nigga.
What's worse, his feel of ibuprofen or my tight-ass shorts?
He caught the ibuprofen.
You had to see them bitches, boy. Oh, my God.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, boy. Oh. Yeah, that motherfuckers is big, bro.
Oh my God.
I said, boy, that's a kilo of cocaine right there. You wearing.
Talking about shoes is wearing feet, boy.
Them Narco 3s, baby. Shit. Shout out to Bro, though, man. Shout out to Bro, man.
Shit.
I think, yeah, one bachelor party is enough. Now, you can have as many divorce parties as you want.
What's the difference? Why would you celebrate leaving and not celebrate going?
Because, boy, you've been paying for it. You paying for it?
No, it's not.
What?
Well, no, it's not.
Shit.
How many people do you, what's the percentage of men you think honestly pay alimony?
No, it ain't just the alimony, it's even per Nevada, it's 50-50. So you are losing, especially if you... Now, a lot of motherfuckers, you know, just... I feel like if a motherfucker get a peaceful divorce, it's because they both broke.
I think it's the other way around.
You think so?
Yeah.
Shit. Motherfucker, boy, niggas start going crazy when it comes to money.
Yeah, it's
different shit. Just because it's different than child support. Like, as long as you're alive and breathing, I have to pay you just for...
Like, the good thing with... You know, like the good thing with wifey and I, you know, let me knock on wood. But the good thing with wifey and I is that we both have like real things we can lose. You know what I'm saying? But if she ain't had nothing, then she getting
half
alimony. She getting half that pension. Yeah, that shit don't. Nigga, what? She didn't have that pension. She getting. We gonna have to sell the house and split the equity. Nigga, you can take that truck back. Shit. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of motherfuckers, especially if the man, that's the problem with me. If I'm with somebody, you got to get your ass up and you got to work too. Ain't it this housewife shit?
That's the shit I don't understand.
If this shit ends, you get all my shit. You know what I'm saying? You get half of my shit. You ain't got nothing to give me.
That's why I don't understand the men pay all the bills and the women. I don't understand
it. It's a control thing.
I don't understand. I honestly don't understand it because men are supposed to be logical thinkers. So why would you submit to that when you know, like, if she leaves, she get half of the shit in here that apparently I paid for. I paid for all of this. So she get half of it and she get to keep whatever it is she's been stacking for however many years. Like, so there's no loss for her.
No, that's why. You know, even though it's really, really old adage to me, man, that's why I'm not even with niggas. When niggas be talking about, even though they do it for control, but when niggas be talking about, I need a wife and submit and all this shit. No, bitch. I need you working like I'm working. What the fuck, nigga? Yeah. This shit end, nigga. I want something too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of losing, now you didn't, the bitch didn't submit it so much, she ain't got nothing to submit. So now it's over and she taking all your shit and spending it on the next nigga. Good luck, brother.
That'll make you want to kill him.
I'm about to say, it's cheaper to get a hitman. Because
now she, you know what I'm saying? She ain't got nothing. She ain't got nothing. So now you, not only are you paying alimony, if you got kids, you paying child support. Now you making good money eating cup noodles and shit because you can't afford nothing else.
And I know men who...
Fuck that.
Men who either have to go get a second job specifically to pay for this, or niggas that like work jobs. Like, I hate this job, but as long as I'm on this... As long as I'm making these payments, nigga, I have to work here. Like somebody I work with was like, "Yo, I hate this new position I'm in, but I'm stuck here until I'm done paying."
Or now, you know, you got motherfuckers that's in retirement, and then because some shit happened, now they got to go back and get another gig. Uh-huh. Like, yo, I'm glad, boy. I be clapping like a motherfucker because I think wifey shit in a couple months, the way it's going, she might pass me up.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, she be talking about, nigga. She be up here talking about, oh, it's cheaper to keep him. I'm like, it's cheaper to keep him too, nigga. Shit. Oh, I'm plotting, nigga. What?
That's why
all that, homie.
Motherfucker be like, oh, Kendu ain't shit. Shit. Get that bread. Yeah, motherfucker go. Yeah.
Equal opportunity, baby.
Per Nevada. This is how I know this shit.
Yeah, you said illegal too.
Yeah, per Nevada. Nigga, per Nevada. Nigga, when it comes to custody, and specifically joint custody, it's how much y'all make, and whoever makes the most pay the difference.
Yes.
Go ahead and pass me up.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Please, I don't give a fuck if it's $20. Pass me up. I get that 20. Give me that hot 20 every month.
Yes.
And I ain't paying no alimony.
Yes.
You can get some of that. You can get some of my pension, but I'm getting some of your retirement, baby. We both gonna be working.
So just take it off the table. Like, take it off the take the shit off the table.
Like, yeah, that's why, man, ain't none of that, all that control and that submission and shit. I don't be thinking cats be knowing, like, really what they be doing. Like, right. You want to control her so much that she ain't got nothing to offer. You do. So if this shit go to shit, good luck, brother. Cause bitches get real smart when it's time for
you gotta outthink them.
Like, bitch, this bitch get a brain. This shit over with. Like, nigga, what?
I've been sitting at home reading. About this shit. While I was in that work, I'm not cleaning all day. It don't take me that long to clean this house every single day. Right. So I'm reading about some shit because I'm bored. Yeah. Now I know how divorce works. Okay.
Enough TikTok videos and taught her.
What?
Look, man. Marriage these days are similar to, it's a gamble. I remember, you know, we was doing the show at So Shout to Grease, man, and I was saying, man, this shit, I look at marriage the way motherfuckers look at gang banging. Mm. Right? Mm. The statistics say your marriage will not last.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, 5 years.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you getting into this marriage or marrying somebody is counterproductive, logically.
Yes.
What you tell? Hey, youngster.
Yeah.
Don't do it when you round niggas and they, you know, you round OGs and shit and they be gangbanging and shit. Mm-hmm. Hey, youngster, don't do this. You don't want to get in this life. You don't want to get in this life. Yeah. It may work out for me.
Yeah.
It may work out for me. I may be thriving in it. But that ain't everybody's story. And I would be fucked. I would feel so, so bad if I talked to someone into getting married and it didn't work out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'd be shitty. Especially if you losing something. Mm-hmm. Oh, I would feel shitty.
Yeah.
I would feel shitty. My God.
You would hope in 2024 that people would acknowledge the fact that the likelihood that this is going to work out is not what it used to be.
It is. I think it's just too many options out there now.
Yeah.
Like, it's too, especially with like social media. Like, I can, you know, it takes I feel like it takes an enormous amount of strength to not get on social media and get at a bitch when you're going through it in your relationship.
It's the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah. Man.
It's the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah. I could throw a nigga
and the cold part about it is now, they don't give a fuck if you're married. Do you have something I want? Do you have something I want in this moment? Like, you don't have to be no long-term thing. Do you have something I want? I may want some dick tonight, and I know.
Okay, they know your situation. You going home to your wife type shit. So they got more faith in you.
I get all the fun with none of the bullshit that come with you.
And so you going on a decade, right?
Married. Yeah, been together 10, married 7.
Okay. Ivan, when you were married, how long were you married?
I was married 8.
How long ago was that?
I divorced in 2017, so shit, 7 years. I've been okay. 7 years.
So I'm gonna ask you now, as Ivan, the single person.
Okay.
I'm asking you. When I asked this is when you were single.
Okay.
When y'all went out, or when you go out, mm-hmm. were married women off limits?
When I was out, yes. Surface level.
The politically correct answer is yes, but
on the low.
When Ivan go, when, I'm not even gonna say. I need dirtbag Ivan right now.
Okay.
Not logical. And okay. I need dirtbag. So yeah. When y'all was out. Y'all drunk, y'all having a good time. You know, when we have a good time, we get more talkative and things like this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just in a normal club or lounge situation. Mm-hmm. Were married women off limits?
Yes.
No.
No.
Yes. Do I know your husband? Oh, no.
I couldn't get nothing out of you. You already married. Because I'm looking to get, single me is looking to get something out of you. So if you already got a husband, you taking care of one motherfucker. So where am I going to fit in to play with that? But after sex, what are we going to do with that? I'm fucking for a purpose.
If this is a one-off thing, I don't give a fuck about none of that. I'm just here to get one off and keep it moving. Like, you're not my girl.
I got Hasidity dick. I was picky with what I was fucking because I want something at the end.
Mm. Oh, yeah, nah.
You're looking at the potential.
Yeah.
Even then, like even then, if that's the way you're looking at it, you can still, if that's what you want, you can get something out of it.
Not when she married.
Why not?
Shit.
Why not? Them the oh, yeah, you playing the game wrong, man. Brother. You playing the game wrong.
It took me a long time. Like, I don't think I've ever messed with a married woman. That's just a little bit too dangerous for me. But it took me a long time to be like, man, I don't fuck with niggas' girlfriends, man. It took me a long time. It took some lessons. I don't think you really know a nigga and what he's capable of until you
fuck with his, what
he would deem his territory.
Yeah.
Shit can get kind of dangerous, you know what I'm saying? I don't even want to play them games.
So half the niggas in prison now.
It's all a lot of niggas is in prison behind that.
With that being said, being married and or being in a relationship and you outside meant absolutely zero. Especially if I see the way you carry yourself. You talkative. You would be surprised how many and shit. I don't even want to finger cross because shit. You know, it can really happen to anybody. It can happen to the most solid ones.
Yeah.
You get them into the right environment and now all of a sudden they're flirting, talkative. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely. 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 And I don't know if this is, you know, because we live in Vegas, and I know Vegas has a different culture than a lot of different places, right?
Very much so.
So this being Vegas, this being Sin City, this being, you know, what happens here stays here. It's married women cheat. They fuck around probably more than single women. Like on some one night shit.
Yeah.
Your best bet is a married woman. Your best bet is a married woman. Also, just some one night, just we gonna just fuck around. Like, I'm attracted to you, you attracted to me. We just gonna get this out the way and go on about it. Your best bet is probably a married woman.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you ain't got to deal with the extra shit. They going home. And you
I'm here for a good time, not a long time. I know what I'm going home, but I know what I'm going back to when I get home. Like, I'm not here for that. Yeah. Like a single woman, if I'm approaching a single woman, she's probably gonna want a relationship first, or she's gonna want you to court her or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's very rare that you gonna have to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just one night into a single woman, unless she's, you know, y'all already have some history or some shit like that. But right. Just like I'm just out for the prowl for the night and I'm going home.
So it's cheaper to fuck with a married woman.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's not necessarily even cheaper. It's kind of, it's dangerous, but it's safer at the same time.
You know
what I'm saying? And they already kind of organized. They got their own situation going on, so there really can't be no jealousy. They have habits. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So kind of fit your, you can kind of get in where you fit in because you know the schedule and what this person does. A single person is can be a bit more dangerous. If you fucking with somebody single, like, you know what I mean? It's just too, now you ain't got to worry about no drama shit as far as like other dudes and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But the rules are off. There are no rules. You know what I mean? Like,
there's no structure.
She see you posting a picture with your wife, and all of a sudden, jealous. And
yeah,
he come to subs, and she be doing little vindictive shits, trying to be seen, and that's when it's a recipe for disaster. You ain't getting none of that with no married woman. Like, she checked out.
I have something to lose as well.
Yes,
I have something to lose as well. So it's a safer. It's dangerous, but it's safer at the same time.
Yeah, because I was raised not to fuck with nobody that didn't have as much to lose as you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Because, I'd be feeling sorry for my brothers out there that got the drama on the internet every day. Oh, my God.
It's entertaining, though, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why, like, bitches be like, I'm sorry for saying bitches, but
we're in a toxic nigga moment. Yeah.
That's why I be like, I don't think women understand why dudes ask for nudes 2-3 hours after we talk it.
Blackmail, baby. I gotta have something
exactly.
on you.
Exactly. Like, if I have to have something on you.
I gotta have dirt on you just so shit go bad, I could expose you. I get the logic.
Mm-hmm. That's not why I asked one, but I get it. I get that too.
Yeah, that be, boy, what? If I know I ain't got nothing going on, what you doing? Send me a picture.
Yo.
Fast. We don't even.
Is that why niggas don't delete them as well?
So yes.
Niggas don't delete them, boy.
I know.
Say something. Say something.
Nah, you're not deleting that.
Say something.
The news is saved for life, buddy.
What? What? And I, this is ways to hide the motherfucker, so you can't go right in my phone to see him. Like, oh no, this was you.
You ever have so many you forget which titty is from who?
No. One thing I'm good at is recognizing titties.
That is true. My bad. Titty connoisseur.
Yeah. Right, oh, absolutely. Yeah. I know each titty. Yeah.
So has the game of approaching women changed? In your opinion?
Yeah. As far like how far back are we talking?
Just as single, I've been going outside.
Yeah, it's a mix. It's a mix of, you know, establishing a relationship in person, or getting somebody's attention in person versus, you know, knowing their social media. Like even I was having a conversation with my barber a little bit ago. He was like, I prefer getting the chicks Instagram before I get her phone number.
That's smart these days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's like, smart these days. He's like, it's weird.
He's like,
what's your IG?
Yeah.
Yeah. I see a lot of single people go for that first before the phone number. Phone number is more personal.
I'm trying to get personal.
Yeah, but with limitations, their logic is phone number, but don't nobody talk on the phone like that no more. So they'll swap IGs and then they go off of that. Mm. Hit the DMs and the inbox and all of that.
How do you, okay. in today's society, how do you know? See, I come from, sounded crazy on the listen back. I come from the era of almost like attentional abuse.
What do you mean?
Like when a chick walking past you and you just grab her arm, like, come here. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I never did it, but yeah.
Has that ever worked? Do that work out for niggas?
I have no idea. I have been turned down once, like in front of a chick, in front of all her friends. Like, that was a terrible. Like, I understand. I understand why niggas be like, bitch.
Because it's the embarrassment that comes.
Oh
right
my god!
She's showing out for her friends.
I think nothing that only comes close to fuck. What can that equate to? That's like, you ain't got enough money on your card. That motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? That motherfucker declined. Like, she turns, like, I'm not even interested. In front of all her friends, that's a fucked up feeling.
I think it'd be more embarrassing if it was somebody I felt like I was settling for. Like, if it's the baddest chick in the room, it probably wouldn't hurt as much. If it's like, bitch, I chose you because you felt like the safe bet.
Yeah.
I thought this would be an easy bag. Like,
but okay, so to these days, how do you know if a chick is not interested versus being defensive? Like, I can see women being, based upon their experiences with men in that way, that they're defensive off the bat.
Are you talking about in person? Are you talking about?
Yeah, in person. Like, a lot of dudes be like, oh, she a bitch or she's bitchy. And sometimes that could just be based upon her experiences with other men in those environments. Yeah. This can kind of go either way. You know what I'm saying? A lot of dudes don't know how to take rejection. So
bingo.
When you're talking to a woman, how do you know if she's genuinely just not interested? Or does that even matter?
First of all, to the first point, a lot of niggas don't know how to talk to women, period.
Preach.
A lot of men do not know how to talk to women, and they don't know how to handle rejection. So because a combination of those two things make your interactions awkward.
Got to collect your nose to get to the yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of these motherfuckers just, we misuse words. Like, no, motherfucker, you don't have social anxiety. You just used to texting, so when a motherfucker talk to you in person, you don't know what the fuck to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of it is trial and error. Like, I know how to get a yes because I've taken enough no's to, you know.
The no's don't affect you no more.
Yeah, yeah, not even that they don't affect me, but like you adjust your approach. Like, okay, I know that doesn't work. I know this doesn't work. Like, mm-hmm. this works for me. Like, so that's part of it. Like, you have to go through that to figure it out. To your second point, I think it's eye contact. If a woman's talking to you, she's interested. She's maintaining eye contact.
Okay.
If she's looking off, looking at her feet, I don't take that as like she's socially awkward. Like, I just take that as, okay, she's not really. Okay, cool. I'm gonna give you a compliment. I'm gonna walk off.
So, okay. So what is your attitude if, say, you do bag her, get the number, you go back doing your business.
Okay.
A couple minutes later, you see another dude doing the same shit.
I'm not tripping. I come from the era where if we go to a party, we go out somewhere, you trying to get as many numbers as you can as men.
Okay.
I know what I'm saying? I've walked out of a party with like three numbers before. And that's not even all I was shooting at. I'm trying to shoot at every chick I don't know who I think is attractive, I'm trying to shoot at all of y'all.
Yeah.
It's you hedging your bets, right? You're not trying to put all your eggs in one basket because I don't even know you. Your breath might stink for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know you as a person. So why would I? You know what I'm saying? Why would I? Okay, I've gotten this number. I've committed to you. So that's the end of my socializing for the night. No, and I expect everybody in this party to be doing the same. They're single. Mm. So I've never. It don't affect me. Now I know for a fact. Like, hollered at another chick, and then the chick I number I got before seen it, and she's like, okay, I'm no longer interested. Like, what? Like,
so
the moment you gave me your phone number, you committed to me for we're in a relationship. Like, how did we get here? I just met you.
I think that logic is quote unquote thirsty.
No, I'm shooting. If I don't look at this paper, I don't even know your name for real. You just the lady with the blue shirt. Like, I don't know you. So why did I commit to you because I got your phone number? Like, I don't know you. And I don't expect no other nigga that's in here to not. If you're attractive, I expect every man in here to probably
shoot their shot.
To shoot their shot. Yeah. So I can't be mad at that. I don't know you.
Mm.
This conversation, I may not even, when I leave this motherfucker, I may not even call you for real.
Damn. That would, I don't know, that would kind of like you burn me.
I might not call you because in the process, I already got, like this conversation wasn't just me getting a number, then I walked off and went on the rest of my night. Mm-hmm. Like, I really kicked it with old girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? After I met you, I found somebody who I really had a better chemistry with. So I may just see what this look like for real. So I may not even call you. So what are you upset for?
So how do y'all deal with okay, let me ask y'all something. How many marriages do you know?
A few.
That's so?
About, that's like long lasting and just, like positive? Just period,
yeah.
About four.
You know four okay. married people?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
How many friendly wives do y'all know?
Friendly wives?
Again, this is Las Vegas, right? And we share here. This is the city of sharing and caring.
So shit, I don't trust if I don't know at least three niggas that didn't hit.
It's a lot of women that are friendly people.
Wives.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
How do y'all deal with those?
I just be like, it ain't none of my business.
I sit back and watch the show.
Because you hear it. You hear, like...
The ones that's like that, you hear them in the streets.
Yeah. Dang. Because even though and now I think we're close to we're like 2.9 million people.
That's up there.
The black community to me has always been smaller. It's been mm-hmm. close knit. So everybody in the black community, not everybody, but like the vast majority, especially those of us who are from here, we all know each other, mm-hmm. or we know of each other. I know if I don't know you directly, I know your people. I know somebody you know. It's like
Black Vegas is smaller.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know they say it's like 6 degrees of separation. Like I think in Las Vegas it's probably closer to three. Like if I don't know you, I know somebody who knows you, or you know what I'm saying. The degrees are separate. So yeah, it's not hard to know. Oh, okay, so and so out here, they out here, they're out here.
As a wife.
Yeah. What? And it's cool. Like the thing I had to at one point because I was like my cousin's husband be out here doing the most, but like. Another one of my cousins was like, you don't know what they agreed to behind closed doors.
That's true.
That's a fact. This is a fact.
So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. We may be together for the kids. We may be mm-hmm. together for whatever. We can't afford these rents on our own. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what y'all agreed to behind closed doors. So, I just know what it looks like to me, but.
I think that's a hidden component in marriage, man. It's like, nigga, it's a very thin line between a happy marriage and roommates.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
And we only together because of comfort and the kid. Oh man, that shit is terrible, man.
The devil, because the devil you know is better than the devil you don't.
It's a fact.
Mm. It be some bull. I might not. You may not be a good husband or a good wife, but like you're a good companion. Like you're a good partner. I know. I may not want to be intimate with you very often. Or I may not trust you or treat you the same way. But I know when it's time to pay them bills, I know you always got your That's half. Fact. Your half is gonna be there.
Damn.
So in 2024, shit, that might be all you're looking for.
Yeah, nigga, in this economy.
Absolutely. I know when it's time to go grocery shopping, I know your check is in here like it's supposed to be every other Tuesday. So I know I can go grocery shopping comfort. Mm. Mm. I know, you know what I'm saying? We have a schedule, we are comfortable with each other. I know financially we can make this thing work, so fuck it. We gonna rock.
Damn.
That boy preaching.
He is.
That boy preaching. God damn it.
That's some wild shit. No comment, man. Hey. No comment. I see it's a lot of marriages out there, man. Some good, some bad. I think the hardest part is like if you got a homeboy or a cousin or a family member and you see their spouse doing some dirt bad shit, do you tell the homeboy or the family member that? Or you just keep your mouth shut and let them find out naturally on their own?
Nah. I ain't getting nobody's business, man.
Right.
Because, first of all, until you in the situation, right, until mm-hmm. you in the bullshit, you really don't understand how many people are praying on your downfall.
Mm. That's true.
Right?
That's true.
So, you be thinking everybody got love for you. Mm-hmm. Everybody's here for you. Everybody is accepting of your marriage. Mm-hmm. You would be surprised. Mm. One, how many people praying on your downfall, and two, how many people choose up and how many people? Hold on. What the fuck you got?
Yeah, you upgraded, baby.
Oh, you got a new one? Look at him.
I see you. I'm about that time too, man. I know it's time for me, nigga. I've been trying to sell at 11, nigga. I can't even tap this motherfucker without the music turning.
I got a 10.
But yeah, man. One, you don't know how many people praying on your downfall. And two, man, you know the one that really pisses me off, man. This one really, really, really pisses me off. Mm-hmm. Two, when you going through something with your marriage, right? Are you going through? You going through something in your marriage? We are a unit. We've always been a unit, right? What pisses me off is when motherfuckers just up and choose sides.
I hate that shit.
Oh, my God. You don't even know what the fuck is going on, fam. You already choose sides. Because I'm one of them niggas like, I'm one of them people like, once you choose a side, you got to fucking stay there.
Yep.
You got to stay there. Yeah. I'm kind of.
Ain't no LeBron in over here.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's kind of like, man, I wish both of y'all, you know, get it together because I'm not a, you know, a huge. Now, if it starts to really fuck with you mentally and all of this shit, then by all means, I don't think divorce should be something you fear. Like, it's not like a black eye like it used to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I am one where, you know, y'all did that, man. Y'all worked through that. You know what I mean? So I try to get advice to both of them, but I'm not trying to hear none of the.
In marriage, they always talk about physical abuse, but they don't ever talk about emotional and financial abuse that goes on in marriage. That never gets highlighted on the same level.
I think I've said a few times on the pod, man. You know, when it comes to men, I think emotional security is a huge thing, and it's. I'm not talking to you because I don't trust you with my fucking feelings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers be like, oh, he don't talk to me, he don't want to talk to me. It's like, no, motherfucker, I don't trust you with my fucking feelings.
But you're married. Y'all represent each other. She's a representation of you. You're a representation of her. Why you can't communicate with the person that
Hell
you're with?
Nah.
Because every time I go around your family, your mama side-eyed me. Like, why the fuck is she side-eyed me now?
That's why I ain't never, ever, you know what I mean? I know it's very, very toxic to say, you know, what's in his house stays in his house, right? But I've never been a big proponent of telling motherfuckers your business because then when you try to throw family functions and all this shit, now it's awkward.
Yeah. Are you still with him?
You know what I mean? You fucking...
Mm-hmm.
You, because it's easy to play the victim role to people that fuck with you. It's easy to be a victim. So now you fucking... You talking to them every day about our problems that may not even be that big.
Yeah.
Right.
Bro, me and my, man, look, we not perfect by any means. We not perfect by any means, right? But, man, when I sit back and I be watching what married couples be going through, I be like.
Shit, we ain't got them problems.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
Our shit is nothing compared to what these motherfuckers be going through. Jesus Christ.
Bruh, there's some marriage shit out there that's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Few stories. And you just sit back and watch the show. Don't pick a side. I don't even give advice unless you really ask me, like, the second time.
See, I'm a
is that the first time? Yeah,
first time I'm at, like, I don't hear y'all. That's what's up.
See,
yeah.
I'm a married, 36. I'm going to be 36 in a couple of weeks. I'm a married man at 36. Oh, my God. Ooh. I couldn't imagine what life would look like to me. Single right now, and I'm looking at these couples in relationships. What?
Shit ugly. This shit ugly all around. That's what I know sometimes.
Shit, man, I get to the point where I'll be like, it'd be sometimes I'll be like, man, I don't even want to go into this motherfucking house, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just married shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah. And it's temporary too.
And me and my wife have like this codependency thing. So like
okay.
We always together and shit. So a lot of our problems stem from like, motherfucker, I'm just tired of you. My God.
Yeah.
Find a fucking hobby.
I get that. Cause I was that at one point.
Man.
You're around me too much type shit.
Like that's what she was like, you need to find a life outside of me. Oh, she would be with
like
you.
Today, nigga, I didn't even try to wake her up out the bed.
Go, you just snuck out the house to call her.
Nigga, snuck out the pod. It's crazy.
I told her like 10 minutes before.
I'm out.
We recorded 10:30.
Yeah,
Shit. Okay.
Ain't gonna be on this week.
Let me breathe, man. Let me breathe. I'm tired of you, man. Shit.
My I'm a only child on both sides. My wife, an only child on her mom's side. So I got only child syndrome. So every now and then we be around each other. Then sometimes we'd be like, all right, I don't want to be around you. I need my space.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily bad though. Like,
it's not a bad thing.
You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, just our situations, man, we've like really been like, we just been codependent on each other. So you literally always see us together.
Yeah.
But man,
that makes sense though. I mean, that makes sense. Something like there has to be something that's.
That's why I think I rush out the house when I go to the gym. Like, don't even ask. I'm trying to get out this house before you even ask to come with me.
So that's your me time.
That's like, but not even my me time no more because my girl's always with me.
That's just your time away from her.
Yeah.
I get that.
But now it's starting to piss me off, not to get into like our troubles, but like what pisses me off. And shout out to the married folks that's going through this, you know what I mean? But what pisses me off now is like, but our time together now, we're on our phones. So we complain about not spending enough time with each other, but the time that we do have together is not intentional.
Motherfucking preach.
You know what I mean?
Goddamn right.
So okay. What do we do?
God damn.
Sorry. That's kind of like where we are now. So it's like,
I'm on the same shit.
Yeah. So me and wifey had a conversation, and you know, she was like, you know, admittedly, like I do spend a lot of time with my girls now, like a lot of time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of time.
That's
and
dope.
So she was like, you know, and I understood. She was like, you know, I appreciate what you're doing, like, you know, as a father, you know what I mean? I'm very lucky to have you.
Yeah.
But I do admittedly get like jealous.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I felt, yeah, you know what I mean? Like I felt that. Yeah. I understand that. But then it's like, well, babe, like when we are together,
you on your phone.
You scrolling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So.
So, okay. So why not tailor more of your outside adventures or whatever it is y'all doing to her interests?
There's an effort problem there. It's okay. An effort thing, and it took my girls quite a bit of time to adjust. See, uh-huh. My thing is, and I think this is I get pissed off with this too. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, if you ask me to do something, I lock in. Mm-hmm. Right. So it pisses me off is when I'm locked in for you.
And you not locked in.
And you not locked in. So now, what the fuck are we doing this for? So, again, wifey got a, she has a night, she has a close relationship with her phone. So, when it's time to fucking work and nigga, tighten up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Get off that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? It's time to work. So now it's like, well, I can lead you to the water, but I know my boundaries now. I ain't even. Nah. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Do you think when you lock in, you can lock in too much and be overcritical about it, and it's not the list of priorities? It's not that high on the list. It falls down, but you locked into doing something. You overanalyze it.
Possibly, but again. I'm with that. I'm like that with myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been very, very open about there. Selfishly, and I've learned this over the years because at some point I felt like I was people pleasing, mm-hmm. right?
Okay.
And so selfishly over the years, I've come to be very, very comfortable of if it's not inside my universe, I don't give a fuck,
mm-hmm.
and be comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Right. So. You know, when my girls come to me and say, you know, dad, like, I want to get better in basketball. Or, you know, my youngest daughter, dad, I want to get in shape.
Yeah.
So I can play basketball. Okay, well, I'm going to lock in with you.
Yeah.
So now we at the gym. And then we go from the gym. We outside at the courts and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we working. But I'm locked in with, I'm out there with you. And so when I see you start slacking off. Now it's like,
yeah,
because I can not necessarily like when I lock in, I can kind of be, you know, wife. My wife has said it a few times when I'm looking shit up. I'm doing all that shit. Nigga. I'm locked all the way in. So if you don't want to do that, then don't include me. That's why, like, you know what I mean? From behind the scenes, and so this would be your first one, but we putting it together.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. we've had conversations, viewers have conversations where we've butted heads.
Mm-hmm.
Because absolutely. Before we do anything, and I know it can kind of be like, but I'll be like, do you think we can really do this?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we can really do this? Do you want to do this right out the gate? It's not, I'm not saying this because it's a fear. It's a, when I lock in, it's really, really time to lock in. So it's time to put the work in now. Right. That is where, so I ask a bunch of questions. And then when you say, yeah, all right, let's do it.
It's always worked out every single time.
Yeah, it has. You know.
Every time it's worked out.
It has. But that's where, you know, that's where I'm at with it, man. And so, you know, life changes us all, man. And I think, you know, with marriage or any relationship, man, you know, the ones that last a long time, they you know, they learn to adjust to the changes within the human. We're all human and we're ever changing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Some motherfuckers, they change and they grow apart. Or some adjust to these changes. Mm-hmm. And so I've learned, like, there are certain things that wifey and I are just not compatible when it comes to anymore.
Mm, yeah.
And to preserve my peace and peace inside my home, I'm not going to include you in those things.
That's smart.
And that's okay. I'm not going to come home. Like, I think I can be a better husband at being more interested in what she interested in, but if she expect me to come home and ask her about her plants, she is assed out. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't include me in that shit because I don't give a fuck about it.
You can go to the nursery together and pick out.
Crazy mother. I got her. Now, I did get her for Mother's Day. I got her, like, a nice plant stand. That motherfucker cost me. You know what I mean? But, like, nigga, you ain't finna. Like, I don't care about them breathing. And
you can go pick
her. You don't think she feel like you dismissing her interest?
Absolutely.
Damn.
Absolutely. I ain't gonna, you know, I'm not gonna run. I'm not perfect. My problem is, as Dante, the person, my problem is when it comes to like my family, I am spread thin.
Okay.
Everybody, and I think that just comes with
being a dad.
Being a dad and, you know, having a responsible household.
Mm-hmm.
But nigga, I'm spread thin. Everybody needs their time. So I'm having a problem with adjusting, right? Because right now my daughters take 90% of it.
Mm-hmm.
We are at the gym for right now like 4 or 5 hours. This is after work.
Jeez.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So we'll go to the gym. I got them on the weights for an hour and a half. They do a little bit of cardio, and now because they're getting ready for basketball, now we go into the courts. That's another like hour.
Tom Thibodeau, the situation either. He worked Derrick Rose to the ground.
Oh yeah, Pat Riley. Yeah.
No, hell no. I ain't gonna do that. But you know, that's what they want to do. So if y'all want to do that shit, let's rock.
As long as it's what they want to do.
Yeah, yeah. Like I'm big on. I'm not doing nothing. Like I'm not waking y'all up. Now I tell y'all. So what I do is, nigga, hey, y'all got 5 minutes. I'm putting my clothes on and go to the gym. Y'all ain't ready. I'm gone.
Yeah.
But I'm not getting them up. Like,
let's go.
My daughter wanted to get up and she wanted to go start going to the courts like early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting you up, so she had my door knocking at 4:30 in the morning.
Jesus,
you know what I'm saying? Because she's trying to do it before the sun come out.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all in the outdoor courts?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, we're working. Jesus. It's like a hot ass gym out there, nigga. We was out there at 3 o'clock like 3:30 yesterday.
Jesus.
Right? But Pops is out there with y'all.
Yeah.
I'm not just dropping y'all off. Like, I'm out there and I'm sweating too.
Jesus.
You know what I mean? Damn. So as long as they locked in and they say, Dad, this is what I want to do, but I'm not getting nobody up. I'm not pushing nobody. This is what y'all going to do. And, you know, my daughter's just got a little of Pops' blood in them. So, You know what I mean? They start seeing a little bit of results, and now they, you know what I'm saying? So
4:30 in the morning, Jesus.
Oh my God, it's knocking the door at 4:30 in the morning. I like to sleep, nigga. So it's been a few times where it's kind of been like. But even then, though, like I said, my problems is, you know, I don't have, like, really, really bad problems like that. So when I be, like, outside and I be seeing, like, God is good. God is good. God is good. But I do want to be a little bit more intentional when it comes to, like, phones and shit. I got to be in the know, but I'm not on my phone all the time. Right. You know, wifey kind of like, even I'm going to put it on wifey. I see a lot in a lot of women, they lock in. It's the difference between like being on your phone and just scrolling
they be locked in.
Versus being like locked in. It's like you don't even know what the fuck is going on.
It's crazy to see because it's like you're at a function, but you're looking at other people at other functions. Like, what are you doing? Like, why are you?
Oh, man, I done nigga rigged my girls already. I'm like, bro, why are y'all walking through? First of all, why the fuck are y'all just walking through parking lots?
On your phone.
On your phone.
Not paying attention.
Not paying attention.
And have headphones probably too.
Yes. I can't stand that shit. Phone in the back pocket. No, we don't do that. Where the phone in the back pocket shit come from? Then you get this motherfucker snatched up.
Fast.
If it's a nigga you can't whoop, what you gonna do? Turn it off? Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, man. Shout out to all those out there. Y'all just put me on like a mini rant.
Nah, you good, bro.
Like a mini
rant. We all going through it.
But intentional time, man, is a big thing, especially with these phones these days. Absolutely, man.
Yes.
And yeah, man.
And it's crazy you say that too, because yesterday morning, I don't have a TikTok. I'm trying my hardest not to get on TikTok.
Yeah, you fucking missing out, bro.
I don't know.
Ooh,
so I lose her TikTok to look at our shit views. So I'm just scrolling. I'm like, she's like, get a TikTok. I'm like, hold off. She's staying on her for like 30 minutes, just scrolling.
Shit, you know, it's this dude I follow, man, mm-hmm. and I even take some of his recipes. He does drinks. He makes drinks.
That's what she does.
So it'd be like,
yeah,
Coke and something, or Dr. Pepper and something.
Is the black? Is the black dude, like the black boy? Dude. Oh.
I know who you're talking about.
The tipsy bartender thing.
All that shit, man. And I like the little cleaning tips on there, because I clean like a white person sometimes when I'm. So I'll be looking at the maids, what they be doing and shit, deep cleaning, and because I've over the years I've recognized
you look
at the essays.
No, you gotta look at the Japanese.
Japanese, our cleaning is fucked up. It's just like our soul food. The way we grew up, thinking shit is clean. No,
Look at the Japanese. The Japanese boy.
Well, they don't be having. Like, they don't be having furniture to.
It's on the floor, shit. Take a load off the floor.
Eat this food. All right, man, let's do this, man. We ain't did it in a minute. Wait, nigga, is it 12:20?
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Shit. All right, hold up. Man, come on. We got to do the old school smooth rule, man. Come on, man.
Oh, shit.
I got one for y'all, man.
This first one I did with y'all, too.
Yeah.
Is it?
We started the show with an old school smooth groove. Let me tell you.
I'm going to show them how to really do it, though.
Yay.
Ow.
What is doing it in the butt?
Doing it in the butt.
No, because I was asking SO, like, when he comes to this type of music, right? I'm like, I wonder what type of
days?
I always wonder, like, which one of my OGs walked to a chick back in the day and was like, all I want to do is zoom, 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 and you boom, boom.
What the fuck is this?
I want to zoom, zoom, and you boom, boom.
Oh, so the butt is like.
The dance.
It's the dance.
Right, what did it look like?
You ain't watch School Days?
Like they bent over like rubbing.
That's the one Spike Lee movie I could not get into.
This move, they have a scene, a party scene, and this is the song they dancing to. They doing the dance.
So they bend over and it's like.
They rubbing their butt.
Oh, they rubbing it. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. You ain't never seen School Days.
Oh.
It's a scene. This is the song, and they all doing the butt at like in the college, at a college party.
I'm going to have to run that back.
Put your back field in motion.
Man, come on, man. Hey, we got to do y'all. Come on, let me start talking about. Hey, man, as always. That's all right. Was you done or you was doing the melody?
Go go ahead. We good.
No, go ahead. If you done, if you know the melody, go ahead.
We good.
Cause I got thoughts going in my head, and I ain't want to put too much out there, man.
I got you.
Hey man, as always, man, you can follow the podcast on Twitter, Views from the 7, Instagram, Views from the _ 7, TikTok, Views from the _ 7, Facebook, Views from the 7. Skinny at Skinny Junior 777 on Instagram. At Shayna Candy. Is it three eyes? Two eyes?
S-H-A-Y-N-A
_ K-A-N-D.
K-A-N-D-I-I.
Ow. And then you can follow me on Twitter at Just Call Me Spence.
Young Al Bundy, YUNG _Al_Bundy, Twitter, Instagram.
S to the O, Instagram and Twitter.
Yes, sir. We up out of here. Peace. We could have kept.